Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to The Feminine Reset. Today, we're diving into something super important, creating healthy habits. Ever feel like you're constantly battling willpower? Like your good intentions get hijacked by a rope bag of chips in the Netflix queue? You know that feeling when Monday morning rolls around and you're still reading from the weekend binge-watching session? Well, I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be this way. Building healthy habits isn't about deprivation or willpower. It's about making choices that feel good, both now and in the long run. It's about creating a lifestyle that fuels your energy, enhances your mood, and supports your overall well-being. So let's get real for a second. Creating healthy habits can be tough, right? There are so many distractions, temptations, and just plain old resistance. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you rock this habit game. First up, start small. Think of it like building a house. You wouldn't try to build the entire structure in a day, would you? Same goes for habits. Instead of trying to overhaul your entire life overnight, focus on 1 or 2 small changes at a time. Want to eat healthier? Swap out that sugary soda for water with lemon. Craving more movement? Take a 15-minute walk during your lunch break. Remember, consistency trumps intensity. It's better to do something small every day than go all out for a week and then burn out. Small changes add up. You'll be amazed at the difference a few simple tweaks can make over time. Next, find your why. Why is this healthy habit important to you? What are you hoping to achieve? Having a strong purpose will keep you motivated when things get tough. Maybe you want more energy to play with your kids, or maybe you're striving for better sleep so you can feel calmer and more focused. Once you know your why, write it down. Put it somewhere visible on your mirror, fridge, or phone background. Remind yourself daily why this habit is worth the effort. Number 3. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge every step in the right direction. Did you choose water instead of soda? Awesome. Give yourself a mental high five. Remember, building healthy habits is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by celebrating your successes along the way, you'll keep that momentum going strong. Okay, next up. Surround yourself with support. Tell your friends and family about your goals. Their encouragement can make a world of difference. Maybe join a workout class or find an accountability partner who's also on the same journey. Having people to cheer you on and keep you motivated can make all the difference. It's like having a built and support system that reminds you why you started in the first place. And finally, be patient with yourself. Remember, creating lasting change takes time. Don't get discouraged if you have a setback. Just dust yourself off and keep going. Think of it like learning to ride a bike. It takes practice, patience, and sometimes a few scrapes along the way. But once you get the hang of it, it's pure freedom. Let me tell you a story about this. My friend Sarah was trying to eat healthier but always struggled with cravings. She'd start strong for a week or two, then hit a wall and go back to her old habits. Frustrated, she decided to make a small change, swapping out sugary snacks for fruit. She started by keeping a bowl of fresh berries on the counter and bringing an apple to work instead of grabbing candy from the vending machine. You know what? It made a difference. She felt more energized, less guilty, and even her cravings lessened over time. It wasn't about deprivation, it was about making simple swaps that actually felt good. Think about that. What small swap could you make today to move closer to your goals? So remember, start small, find your why, celebrate your wins, surround yourself with support, and be patient with yourself. You've got this. This is your journey, your power, and your time to shine. Now I want to hear from you. What's one healthy habit you're trying to build or already have mastered? Share it in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of The Feminine Reset. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily empowerment.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.